Shalom Aleichem, everybody. At the end of Parashas Shmos, we heard how Moshe went to Paro at the command of Hashem to free Bnei Yisrael. And his mission was, at that point, a complete failure. Not only did Paro not free Bnei Yisrael, he made things worse. Even though the quota for bricks remained the same, the Egyptians would no longer supply the raw materials to make those bricks. And the people complained to Moshe, and Moshe cried out to Hashem. And then in the beginning of Parshas Va'era, Hashem responds to Moshe. And the beginning of Hashem's response is, Perek Vav, Psukim Beis and Gimel, I am Hashem. Va'era el Avraham, el Yitzchak, ve'el Yaakov. I appear to Avraham and to Yitzchak and to Yaakov. And on those words, Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says, Va'era el Ha'avos, and I appeared to the Avos, says Hashem. And that's Rashi, and many Mefarshim ask, what did Rashi add by saying Va'era el Avos? The Pasuk says, Va'era el Avraham, el Yitzchak, ve'el Yaakov. Those are the Avos. And Rashi says, Va'era el Avos? It's the same thing. Why would Rashi say something that's so obvious? Many Mefarshim offer various beautiful explanations, some of which lean more towards a pshat explanation of Rashi, and some of which are more drash in nature. One beautiful explanation in the latter category comes from Rav Yosef Pazanavsky, who died in 1942 in Lodz in Poland. He was an incredibly prolific Talmud Chacham, and he is well known for his set of Sfarim, which are a Perush on the Chumash called Pardes Yosef. And it is there in the Pardes Yosef on our Pasuk that Rav Pazanavsky offers the following beautiful explanation. Someone who has a very righteous parent is, of course, very, very fortunate to grow in a home of a tzaddik. And if their grandparent is also a tzaddik, they're even more fortunate. However, there's a risk that comes with having a parent and a grandparent who are tzaddikim, because that child and that grandchild runs the risk of resting on his or her parents and grandparents' accomplishments. They may say, they may have a certain confidence, consciously or subconsciously, and they may say, I have powerful zuchus avos. Why should I grow? I don't need to grow. And that false confidence can lead to laziness and apathy about their own religious growth. Rav Pazanavsky does not say the following, but perhaps one can suggest that his idea helps us understand a challenging Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Toldos. In the beginning of Parshas Toldos, when the Torah tells us that Yitzchak and Rivka could not have children, they both davened to Hashem. And in Sefer Bereishis Perek Chafhei Pasuk Chaf Aleph, the Torah says that Hashem listened to Yitzchak's tefillos specifically. Of course, Hashem hears everyone's tefillos, but why does the Torah emphasize that Hashem heard Yitzchak's tefillos in particular? On that pasuk, Rashi says, based on a Gemara in Maseches Yevamos, there is no comparison between the tefillos of a righteous person who is the child of a righteous person and the tefillos of a righteous person who is the child of an evil person. Rivka is the child of an evil person. Yitzchak is the child of righteous people. So, and since Rivka came from a family of evil people, and Yitzchak came from Avram and Sarah, perhaps one can explain this Rashi and this Gemara based on what Rav Pazanavsky says in our parsha. Rivka had no lineage, so to speak, to rest on, to rely upon. She had no risk, so to speak, of getting lazy and overconfident, resting on her parents' accomplishments. Of course, it is not nothing to become a Rivka. She herself is an extraordinarily righteous woman. But in this pasuk, the Torah is emphasizing how great Yitzchak was, despite the fact that he had every excuse to rest and become spiritually lethargic. He overcame that, and he became Yitzchak Avinu. And that is how Rav Pazanavsky explains the Rashi in the beginning of our Parsha. It is true that a person in a family of tzaddikim can often become sluggish and lazy and overconfident about their growth. That's true, but that was not the case with the Avos. Yitzchak's father was Avraham, and Yaakov's father was Yitzchak, and his grandfather was Avraham, and each one of them could have relied on the accomplishments of their stellar, phenomenally righteous ancestors, but they did not. Each one of them wanted to be part of the Avos independently, their own person, not the child of so-and-so, or the grandchild of so-and-so, but each one said, I am me, and I am responsible for me, and I should not and cannot rely on the accomplishments of anyone else. And that is what Rashi is hinting to in our Parsha. The Torah says, Va'era el Avraham, el Yitzchak, ve'el Yaakov. I, says Hashem, appear to Avraham, and to Yitzchak, and to Yaakov. Why didn't the Torah just say, Va'era el Avraham, ve'Yitzchak, ve'Yaakov? And to that, Rashi says, Hashem appeared to Avraham. And he also appeared to Yitzchak. And he also appeared to Yaakov. Each one of the Avos reached the level independently of the Avos. Each one was a remarkable tzaddik in their own right, not in any other way. And that is the way we too must approach our own growth, exactly in that way as our own. Have an amazing day, everyone!